when you strike out in real life, you can always try Craigslist Missed Connections.
Ladies first.
Yes, please. Here we go. This is called I'm Sorry I Yelled at You, Woman for Man.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you were the handsome Amazon delivery driver who was dropping off a package on my porch.
Oh.
I was the woman who was walking around in my birthday suit and didn't realize you were at my house.
Oh.
Oopsies.
All right.
I walked by the front door as you were taking a picture of my package, screamed, and yelled at you to shut your eyes. Shut your eyes, sir. You see, even though I enjoy the feel of air drying after a bath, I'm a very modest lady who doesn't show her bits and pieces to just anybody.
No, modesty, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think I startled you when you looked up. We locked eyes, and I could tell you liked what you saw.
Well, hey.
That mixture of embarrassment and thrill was apparent as you stumbled backwards and fell down my front steps.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You popped up like you played sports, waved, apologized, and ran back to your truck.
Wow.
Where did you go? Maybe I needed help opening my package.
Oh, no.
Maybe I still need help opening my package.
Okay.
If you see this, tell me what color my gobble till you wobble doormat was so I know it's you.
All right. Okay.
I wonder if you got that doormat from Amazon. Maybe.
There's something that tells me maybe that wasn't accidental.
I don't think it was. She says she's modest.
Mm. Right. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Okay, this one's titled Amore in Aisle 8.
Oh.
Man for a Woman.
Sounds sophisticated already.
Yeah. You were the brunette with the long coat in aisle 8 at the grocery store, arguing with some older lady over the last can of candy yams.
Oh no, there's an argument? Oh wow.
Something about you having company coming over and yada yada yada. No, I wasn't really paying any attention. Okay. I was impressed by your forceful grip and the intensity in your eyes.
Oh, wow. They were literally both like trying to grab the can of yams and put it in their cart. Oh, she's fighting an older lady?
But I gotta tell you, Granny was putting up a fight. LOL. I loved seeing the conflict play out in front of me like one of those nature shows.
Nature shows?
I just stood in the aisle in awe, not able to pass, hoping you both would start throwing punches.
Oh, he wants punches instead of just a peaceful resolution like maybe she lets Granny have the yams?
This guy came for violence.
Wow.
There's nothing hotter than a cat fight between two attractive ladies.
Oh, Granny was hot too. That's
yep,
great.
I said it. I thought the Granny you were fighting was hot too. Finally, with the shove, you claimed yam victory.
She shoved Granny?
As Granny passed me dejected, I heard her use words I've only heard in Samuel L. Jackson movies.
Oh, Granny was mad.
Do you like Samuel L. Jackson movies?
Sidebar.
My favorite is The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Wait a sec. He wasn't in that movie, was he?
I don't think so. I'm offering to bring over the DVD and taste your sweet candied yams.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for the tasting of the yams comment, yeah.
Oh, and if you need some extra stuffing, I'll bring that too.
Betty will. You know what? They need to invite Granny. I feel bad about Granny. She left Granny sprawled out on the floor in the grocery store. Dang it.
Swearing up a storm.
At least buy her a pie.
All right. Well, whether you find love on the porch with the Amazon driver delivering your package.
Uh-huh.
Stepping on your gobble till you wobble doormat.
Or you're fighting with Granny over canned yams at the grocery store.
Yes. This has been another rousing edition of
Craigslist Missed